Episode 2009, Can the Person Who Hurt You Fix You?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, rise and shine, because it is the weekend. Yes, and guess what? That means it's relationship builders. You know the most important relationship you have in your world right now is your marriage. And unfortunately, most of us are putting that off. Today, I want you to make it the number one priority. And I got a question for you. Can the person who hurt you fix you? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, marriage results in many ups and downs. And with any relationship, disappointments and struggles jump to the front of the line. Can the person who hurt you fix you? In life, we are in search of a quick fix. It would be really, really nice if life was just that easy. Pop a pill and 20 pounds fall off, right? Yes, sign me up. Or maybe you want to get your car fixed, but you don't want to have to go and sit at the dealership for 5 hours to get it done. Can't you just like insert this magic potion and all of a sudden, bloop, it's done. Instead, though, we are faced with challenges that scream war. That's it, W-A-R. Hurt cuts to the core, right to the heart. And since we are selfish beings, we have a tendency to keep score. Even with the best intentions, there is a slight tendency to have a running scorecard. Plus, whether we want to admit it or not, if we hurt, well, let the war begin. We jump to conclusions before hearing the whole story. We already have figured out the end of what's going to happen before it even happens. We want to get back at the person who wronged us, especially if it's our spouse. Perspectives clash. Now, in some circumstances, I certainly understand why you get upset and mad at your spouse to the point of wanting all-out war. But overall, with the dismantling of our feelings, we want the person who hurt us to fix us, and that includes our spouse. Yet, is that right? Is that even fair? You can argue all sides, and at times I would agree that there are good points from all sides. Still, though, we expect the hurt that was dished out to be repaired and healed by the one who hurt us. But unfortunately, that's not what happens. If you're waiting for someone to heal your hurts, you'll be waiting a lifetime. A lifetime. Is that really where you want to stay? Hurt cannot be taken back once it is distributed. The damage is already done. That's why you want to think before you do anything. Think, Pooh Bear says. I don't know why I'm stuck on that. Maybe it's because I have a grandbaby coming. But lately, it's been a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, a lot of processing before actually doing. But most of us, we're just reacting because we live in a reactive world. And when we do that, the hurt is greater in our everyday. So can the person who hurt you fix you? No. That's your easy answer. No, they can't. In marriage, we are missing the mark on how to heal our hurts because the focus remains on our spouse. To get beyond the hurt and to allow yourself to heal, the fix comes in forgiveness. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Fix yourself with forgiveness. Forgiveness gives yourself permission and the space to heal even when your situation seems impossible. Forgiveness is not for the other person. It's a gift to yourself, which ultimately benefits your marriage. Now, I can already hear the war already. Oh, yeah, Christiane, you got it all wrong. What about when really my spouse is in the wrong? I get that. Your spouse is going to be in the wrong, but guess what? Your spouse cannot fix how you feel. Period. End of story. You can argue however you want, but your spouse cannot fix how you feel Only you control that. Now, did your spouse hurt you? Yes. But you can't change that hurt, how it was imposed upon you, but you can change how you respond to it. And if we respond in forgiveness, it changes the landscape in your marriage. Forgiveness is freedom. Are you tired of being held in jail because you're keeping score? Because if I was keeping score, well, number one, I would not want to see my scorecard from my spouse. You got to flip the coin once in a while. You think about what you're doing to your spouse. What if they were doing the same thing? Would you like that? Probably not. I don't think I want my husband to show me his scorecard of me. Oh, no, no, no. It kind of actually would scare me to see it. But we have to think about, if we're doing something to our spouse, would we want them to in turn do it to us? It comes back to what? Think. Pooh Bear, how cute is he? So put on your thinking cap. Stop holding yourself hostage. Stop putting yourself in jail because you're trying to blame everybody else. Stop for a moment and say, okay, wait, how can I respond to this? If you respond in forgiveness, you're going to experience freedom. And you don't have to wait for that person to get better, to change his or her actions. You don't have that control. But you do have control over you. And that's the key. Now, I also hear this argument all the time. Well, you know, you could go to the worst scenario, death. And you say, I'm supposed to forgive. Yes, I am saying that. And no, is it easy? Of course not. But remember, forgiveness is not about accepting that the hurt that was imposed upon you was right. That has nothing to do with it. Forgiveness is releasing. It's a release. And letting God take over and saying, you know what, Lord, you got to take care of that. And I've got to control this. That doesn't mean I like what that person did. You can have a best friend and that best friend can go and wrong somebody. And you can still love them where they're at, but not condone what they did. Forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness is love. How much are you loving yourself? Or wait, are you keeping a scorecard on yourself too? Not only do our spouses do it to us, but guess what? We do it to ourselves. Every single time you look at yourself in the mirror and you have a comparison comment, you are keeping score. And where do you think that hurt comes from? You. Sometimes the battle isn't between our spouse and ourself. It's between our actual self, between me, myself, and I. Love. Forgiveness is love. Love yourself, even when you make mistakes. Love yourself when you're right. Yes, celebrate that. Love yourself when you feel meh. Love. And remember, forgiveness is hope. How much of our everyday is filled with hope? Now, if you've got God, every day should be filled with hope. But unfortunately, we have this habit that we're only going to call on God when we have a 911 moment because we haven't wrapped him up in our everyday. Really look at where you're settling in your marriage. In your relationships, are you dangling out that scorecard for your spouse? Are you yelling at him going, seriously, man, can't you change whatever it is? Fill in the blank. Can't you pick up your clothes? Can't you put the toilet seat down? Can you not just come and give me a hug and a kiss every single day when you come home? No, you just come home, sit on the couch, get on your iPad and play. Seriously? There are other things you can complain about. At least he comes home. He could be going off with another woman. He could be going off drinking, smoking, drugs. I mean, come on. Let's really take it to the nth degree. There are a lot of things that we sit here and complain about. But we have to look at ourselves. And we have to look at what we can control. The fix is in forgiveness, for freedom, for love, for hope. You can continue that blame game. Go ahead. But that's just a war for a lifetime. Hurt is not fun. It's uncomfortable. The pain it brings is so deep at times that you feel like you can't even breathe. However, you don't want to live a life in bondage, at least not the life that God has in store for you. Stop yelling. Stop the fighting and trying to prove your point that you were hurt. And most likely, your partner's been hurt too, by you. So really, have a hard look this weekend. And this is not about bashing yourself. I don't want you to look at it that way, but I want you to be real and raw. You want a marriage that is absolutely incredible. Yeah, it's going to take work, but it's got to be fixed first at your heart and your mind. Be bold for you. Focus on the fix of forgiveness. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.